bit.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mr. Mkai, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. Lovely to be back.
Lovely, lovely indeed to have you back. It's been a minute. Are you okay?
I'm well, and you, sir?
I cannot complain at all. Well, we're talking about mental effects of distance learning, something that I really didn't know about. And so we're going to be learning about it today. And so, you know, distance learning courses have grown in popularity, actually, particularly since the pandemic years, and because they allow students to complete coursework from anywhere in the world. Many, you know, programs also offer flexible scheduling options, you know, for working adults who don't have a lot of free time available outside of work to attend traditional classes. Now, being an increasingly popular method of instruction, let's discuss the pros and cons, especially with regards to mental effects of distance learning. Now, in 2024, the world growing smaller and smaller due to technology, we may overlook some of the effects of distance learning on one's mental health. So, Azueli, how might then a distance learning affect a learner mentally?
Okay, for our listeners, I'd just like us to have a clear definition of what distance learning is.
Okay.
So it's learning that does not require you to be present physically. So there's a lot of advantages, and then there's disadvantages to this learning that is usually done online. So one of the advantages is the flexibility. Like you said, there is the working class that may not find time to be able to attend lectures. And therefore, there's the convenience that this online learning provides them, as well as for those students who are not in the best of situations or places. They can access, you know, the university online without having to actually be in Pretoria or KZN or Durban and so forth. And then another benefit that we may find is that it comes out to be quite cost effective for some individuals because there are no location related expenses. We don't have to think about now finding accommodation, about perhaps even buying physical books. And there's also a wider range of programs you might find that are actually available through online learning as opposed to the traditional methods of learning. And of course, I think at the top for me would be the ability to learn at your own pace. You know, some of these courses actually span over 2 years, whereas another institution would only provide it over 1 year in person. And then just to touch on the disadvantages, of course, you don't get to see the smiles and frowns of your classmates, tutors, or teachers, you know? So your behavior may go unnoticed in the bedroom. And it may be difficult staying motivated. I mean, you're working alone. You have to, you know, set your alarm clock on time, make sure that you open your laptop on time and that you're present, despite you being in an environment that may not necessarily be conducive to learning. I mean, you may have cousins in the bedroom next door or even at the dinner table, you know. And there are also limited then accesses to resources and support. You know, for those who may be able to get the book in person or get the course material online, you may have trouble finding PDFs. You know, a lot of the times you click on these links and then there's a surprise of a payment fee attached to it, as well as then the technical difficulties that arise. I know last week we were supposed to be together, and unfortunately the network did not allow me that opportunity to be present, as with many other students that face problems with connectivity. And then just that feeling of being, you know, by yourself, being alone, not being able to socialize with others, this can be seen as a disadvantage. So I think it's really up to you to decide, you know, am I going to take this route of learning because it benefits me more than the disadvantages, or vice versa.
Interesting. Now, tell me, what would then be, the shortcomings, the disadvantages, or the effects of a distance learning, especially on one's, mental health?
So, we first have to understand then which one comes first. Does the mental health problem come first, or does distance learning come first? The reason I say this is, with COVID-19, the reason that we have research now on distance learning is that most people were affected by being in the traditional form of learning and then had to adjust quickly to this new style of learning, which was online. So this stressful event, caused a lot of different experiences for people. But most oftentimes it led to depressive and anxiety symptoms because now there's fear and worry about how am I going to cope being at home, or perhaps the home environment is not the best environment for you. There may be problems at home that you've been trying to escape and now you're thrown back into the deep end. So the mental health difficulties then that can impact you in this instance is academic motivation. You may feel, yes, maybe this is not for me today, mm-hmm. or I just don't feel like it. And you don't have that support from people around you now, or people with a shared goal that, are inspiring and motivating you to work towards, achieving that qualification that you want. As well as your levels of aspiration, you may now start thinking, do I really want to do law? I don't even know how it would work now with all the uncertainty that's surrounding my learning. And then just your general involvement in learning, being able to ask questions by walking into a door, or being able to just communicate with your classmates around you. These difficulties can impact your mental health in a way that you find yourself being fearful and worrisome about things that you cannot control.
Yeah, and what would be your overall assessment of distance learning in general? Because I'm also looking at issues of age. Before actually we go to your overall assessments, in terms of age, do you think that it's much more doable when you're younger than when you're older? Of course, there are issues of technology in place, which may actually affect one's stability. when technology is frustrating you at a later stage where you've got to be uploading documents, attachments, etc., and you don't even know how to do this, technology beating you left, right, and center, causing even more harm to your mental stability. What would you say to older people and younger people considering that option?
It's really up to the person to decide what they're going to do and what is the purpose behind them choosing to do distance learning. I think having a goal, which I always stress through your career and learning, is always important, because then you'd be able to overcome these normal stresses or exaggerated stresses in life by understanding that this may be a temporary situation, and having to deal with perhaps logging in to my computer to complete this work while I may need to take care of my kids after work and so forth. Just having that goal can inspire you to be able to achieve through this mode of learning. But I can't say one is more suitable for younger people than for adults, because different people have different situations. And so you really have to understand, why would this method of learning be more beneficial to me than the other? I think, though, for most learners, especially younger learners, it would be better to, be in class in person, because that involvement and that socialization aspect is there, which is very important for the foundational blocks of a child's development. However, if one cannot control, having access to that formal type of education, then you'd need to find strategies to be able to cope with, the unexpected.
Yeah, true. And your last commentary on distance learning, because, I mean, in this day and age, it's 2024 now, clearly the world is not going to go back to how it was in the 70s, in the 60s or 40s. How should people approach this overall?
So distance learning is going to be a tricky one that needs you to develop strategies for you to be able to succeed. Mm. You need to have a dedicated learning space. You really have to clear and create that room and environment that will be able to support your learning needs. So you need to minimize the distractions, get focused, and turn off the TV, guys. You know, set clear goals and prioritize your tasks for the day. Mm-hmm. There's no point being everywhere and all over the place. You're going to stress yourself. So really have these goals for the day, weekly goals, monthly goals that you can achieve. And establish a routine. So the routine isn't only about learning, showing up on time, but also afterwards, you know, get to the gym, take a walk, spend time with your kids. It doesn't have to be that now after work or after class is there's only time to learn and to study and so forth. You do have time. It's just about creating time and being efficient about it. Also, you know, because we're going to be on our phones a lot and have our iPads and laptops open, we need to use this technology efficiently. So it's not time to have Netflix running in the background. And, you know, if you have that fear of that lack of socialization with others, perhaps join online forums, which are usually accessed on these online learning portals through the universities, or WhatsApp groups. Maybe you just are able to connect with others and form a group of your own from the classes. Usually, you know, Teams has the comments box. I mean, I don't think anybody would stop you from trying to make friends, even in the online environment. Yeah, and by using this technology efficiently, you can obviously stay connected and communicate more effectively with those tutors or lecturers that you may not always have access to.
Yeah.
But all in all, I just like people to focus on their time management and self-discipline, because it is going to require a lot of self-discipline from you. And reflect and adapt. Have a journal, you know, a journal to say, today, how did I feel? How did the learning experience today affect me? What were things that I could not control that I may be able to control better in the future? And this allows you then to reflect and adapt to the situation. So there's always a solution to a problem. We just need to, you know, spend time focusing on how we can improve.
Beautiful. And the mental strength as well, don't you think?
Yes. Yes.
Because you may have self-discipline, etc. While life is happening on the other side, there's excitement, there's everything. You've got to have that resilience to say, no, but I've got to focus. I've got to make sure that I get this done. So I do want to say thank you so much for your tips, because I think they are absolutely important, especially the self-discipline that you actually emphasized on. I think I could not even emphasize it better than you did, because it is quite important. Otherwise, life's distractions can be so heavy on a person who is actually studying online.
Indeed.
Well, Zweli, I must thank you so much for your time, and may you stay blessed, and thank you so much for joining us once again.
Sorry, sir. I'd just like to add some advice to those who are struggling, you know, with distance learning.
Yeah.
You know, there's also that lack of support that they may receive.
There are
mental health helplines available to those who are struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, I've come across already a few instances this year of students committing suicide. Mm-hmm. So there is SADAG, which is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, that is able to assist you free of charge on 0800 456 789. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Please restate the number for us.
Okay, that's SADAG, which is 0800 456 0800-789-789. That's the SIPLA Mental Health Helpline.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Zwelile Mqhayi, I want to thank you so much for coming through, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.